He had an idyllic childhood in Kent, growing up in Mersham near Ashford. But in 1979, at the age of 14, Timothy Knatchbull's world was shattered when he took a boat trip off the coast of Ireland. The Provisional IRA blew up the vessel, assassinating his grandfather, Lord Mountbatten of Burma, the last Viceroy of India, and three other members of the family. Timothy's twin brother, Nicholas, was among the victims. 30 years on after the tragedy, Timothy now says he has come to terms with his loss and forgives those behind the bombing. He started off by telling me his fond memories of growing up right here in Kent.
Well, it was a wonderfully happy childhood. I was born in London, but a few days old, I came down and lived in Mersham, and I was the tail-end Charlie of a large family. My parents had 7 children. They had 5, and they thought they would just go for one more, and then about 2 or 3 weeks, I think, before the birth, they were told it was to be twins, and they were very, very happy. We were born November 64, and my brother, my identical twin brother, Nicholas, was 20 minutes older than me. He was christened Nicholas Timothy, and I was christened Timothy Nicholas, and from that day we really had a fantastically close, almost symmetrical relationship. Very different personalities, and we grew up with 5 elder siblings in the family, very close family. My father worked in London in the film industry. My mother was based mainly locally, and we grew up in a very happy home in the village of Mersham, and I went to school in Ashford. Had a wonderful time. And at 9 years old, went away properly for the first time, went to boarding school. But throughout my education, always continued to come back to Mersham, and that is the family home. It's really home from home. Finished my education, I went to London and made my own career in media, and later worked abroad. And so Mersham's a terribly special place to me. My mother still lives there. Her name, confusingly, is different from mine. It's Braben, Lady Braben. And I visit her regularly, and very, very happy memories.
So side of the river for you, presumably man of Kent.
Quite
or is
right.
It Kentish man?
No, for me, I'm a man of Kent, very proud of it, and I never felt more proud to be coming back. And a few weeks ago, I dropped in at Chatham, went to the printers there, Mackay's, where I saw rolling off the presses, very impressive machine indeed, a book that I've written about my childhood experiences in Ireland in 1979. And that book, From a Clear Blue Sky, was published yesterday and documents an intense experience that I had when only 14 years old. And the experience I had at that time was something that has stayed with me ever since. We went on a family holiday in the west coast of Ireland. We visited my mother's father, Lord Mountbatten, who had a family home there. And we had, from my earliest memories, my twin brother and I had gone out with the rest of our family to Ireland and had spent summer after summer there. And in August 1979, 27th of August, we went out from the harbour in his small fishing boat, as we often did, a delightful little 29-foot-long, green-painted, rather smelly but gorgeous fishing boat.
But a dream, and a dream for a child, a dream for you and your brother to go out on the boat.
And he was a dream grandfather, always interested in us, full of fun, a fantastic sense of humour. And, well, he wasn't childish, but he was childlike. He had this fantastic facility to find an interest in the things that we found interesting, our toys and our games. And it was that infectious enthusiasm that really dominated our childhood.
When the news hit the headlines in 1979 that Lord Mountbatten of Burma had been assassinated, perhaps no one knew what else was happening. A real family story, and a story that left you with the loss of your brother and the loss of your grandfather and a big hole in the family, along with 3 members of your family.
Well, that's right, Dom. It was a day that changed my life, changed the life of my family and others beyond completely. Utterly shocking, from the most tranquil and happy possible circumstances. 7 of us on the boat, and my father's mother was on the boat. Her name was Doreen Braben. She was 83 years old, and she turned to my mother in the stern of the boat. This was at about 11:45, that beautiful bank holiday Monday in 1979. and said, "Isn't this a beautiful day?" And then, very shortly afterwards, there was an incredible explosion. My memory of it is really just an impression, a snatched impression, a very violent force. Next thing I remember, and it must have been a couple of minutes later, was coming round in the bottom of a very small boat. I knew it was very small because I could feel wooden floorboards, and close by I could detect a small engine, and I could feel the vibration coming through the floorboards, and very close to me I could hear just two voices, two very emotionally charged voices, very kindly, very caring Irish accents, and they were just asking me, reassuring me really, "It's okay, you're all right." And I knew that I was in a terrible condition and something terrible had happened, and I really at that stage just tried to concentrate, really minute by minute, on trying to work out what was wrong with me. I couldn't see. I couldn't even work out I couldn't see, but I had no sight at that stage. I'd had both eardrums blown in, but thankfully I had all of my limbs, and I was taken into the harbour, which was only about 3/4 mile away. And from there, again, received fantastic care from the people in the village. We were taken to a hospital in Sligo, in the west of Ireland, about 30 minutes away, and we started the process of a recovery. And my 83-year-old grandmother died in the bed beside me in intensive care early the next morning. My mother was in the bed opposite me in intensive care. She had 117 stitches in her face with 20 in each eyeball. She had a machine breathing for her, and I'm told was really barely recognisable, not only as my mother, but as a human being. She was a mass of wires. And my father grievously injured as well. But what I didn't know for those first 3 days when I was in intensive care is that my grandfather had died instantly in the explosion, as had a lovely local Irish boy, 15 years old, much the same age as us, called Paul Maxwell, who was working on the boat, helping out on the boat that summer as a job to earn pocket money. But most horrifically for me was the news broken to me by one of my sisters that my beloved identical twin brother, Nicholas, was dead.
Timothy Natchball, the grandson of Lord Mountbatten, talking about the boat trip that changed his life, and you can hear the rest of that interview just after 6. OK, let's take a look at what's happening on the M20. Barry can bring us up to date.
Thanks, Dom. The coastbound M20...